AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Memorial Day 2021, where more observances could be held this year, with an easing of virus restrictions. President Biden presided over his first ceremony as Commander-in-Chief at Arlington National Cemetery.
Each of these markers, for those known and unknown here at Arlington and far beyond, represent a precious life.
In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio honored those who served and sacrificed.
People we lost, those we know and those we didn't. It's also a day to take stock, remember who we are, why we are called to higher ideals.
A different observance today in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is the centennial of the massacre in which a white mob descended on a prosperous black neighborhood, burning, killing, looting, and leveling a 35-square-block area. Estimates of the death toll range from dozens to hundreds. Reverend Jesse Jackson took part in the interfaith service.
Keep them alive.
Keep them alive.
A new Wall Street. A new Greenwood Avenue.
A new Tulsa.
Houston authorities say two men were killed and two more injured when a gunman opened fire in a crowded nightclub. It is possible the gunman was killed by a deputy working security. And the manhunt goes on in Miami for three masked suspects who opened fire yesterday outside a banquet hall, killing two people and wounding 21. County Mayor Daniela Levine.
Gun violence is an epidemic, and the pandemic has intensified it.
Johnson & Johnson, saying it didn't receive a fair trial, is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review the $2 billion verdict against the company in favor of women who developed ovarian cancer after using its talcum powder. This is AP News. New documents suggest the U.S. has sold off Iranian crude seized off the coast of the United Arab Emirates.
According to recent court documents, the U.S. sold more than 2 million barrels of Iranian crude oil after seizing an oil tanker off the coast of the UAE. The papers have raised the eyebrows of commodities traders as Tehran remains targeted by a series of American sanctions. The Energy Information Agency has said that America imported just over 1 million barrels of Iranian crude in March. Iran's foreign ministry says the government knows nothing of the matter, adding no oil has been bought from Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The parents of about 140 Nigerian school children abducted by armed attackers yesterday are still waiting for news. It's the latest in a series of mass abductions by armed gangs seeking money. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.